listening to some White House press secretaries taking questions from the press the other day. Guess I'm just a glutton for punishment. And I got a thinking to myself. What foul demon has eaten the souls out of these poor fools' eyes? And then I got further to thinking. My Lord, what if kids treated their mothers the way these yarn-juggling, fact-polluting, no-good bullshit jockeys treated our so-called free press? Well, this here scene begins with a good old all-American apple pie bacon true crime podcast listening Chardonnay swilling mother walking into her 10-year-old son's room and being a shocked at what she sees.
Timothy Randolph Stitchenhausen, you get up here right this minute. And your sister, too. Priscilla, get your behind up here immediately. I demand answers from both of you.
Mother, the press conference is beginning in 30 seconds. You are being rude to your colleagues, and I can't focus with you shouting at me like that. This is a historic domicile, and we expect decorum.
I don't give a hoot about your decorum, Timmy. Why are there filthy, dirty sweat socks draped across the clean sheets that I just washed?
Well, Mother, as I've stated previously, and which you've heard me say, we've been very consistent on this. We do not comment on ongoing investigations, so I'm not going to comment on that claim from up here.
What are you saying to me? You're not going to... from up there? You're down there. You're shorter and smaller than me. You'd be not commenting from down there, Timmy.
Mother, I'll reiterate again what I've said many times in these conferences, and we've been very consistent. We do not comment on ongoing investigations. I'm not going to comment on reports I've not yet seen. So, as we've said, Father is aware of this report, and I'd refer you to the Ministry of Soiled Socks for further details at this time.
Oh, Father is aware, is he?
Well, what did he have to say about it?
Mother, I'm not going to speak for Father from up here, and I'll reiterate again, I've not seen the report, so I'm, again, not going to comment on it from up here. I'll have to double-check on that for you, but nothing more for you at this time.
Down there, Timmy. You're down there. Priscilla, what do you know about these soiled sweat socks, and what do you know about... this? What is this? Is this an old half-eaten chicken wing on top of your dresser?
Look, Mother, I'm not going to get into any specifics of the legal status of any alleged chicken wings. As we've stated, Father is aware and he is following up with the Department of Refrigerated Sustenance at this time. We look forward to his findings, but I don't have anything more for you on that at this time.
Priscilla, you little so-and-so.
Mother, you're now interrupting your colleague, so go ahead.
I'm not interrupting my colleague, I'm interrupting you, my asshole kids.
Priscilla, go ahead. Mother, you're interrupting. Priscilla, please.
Look, we've been very clear on this. We are in dialogue with Father and with the appropriate ministries. We have urged all stakeholders to abide by international chicken wing law. And as we've said many times, we expect our partners to do the same.
I'm staring at the soiled sweat socks right now. And I'm holding this gross, rotten chicken wing, too. Ick.
So, look, the Father has been very clear on this point. I spoke to this last week, and as we've said many times, as Father has campaigned on, we're very proud of our record on this. We've laundered a record number of soiled sweat socks this term, and Father is very proud and is very pleased with the progress we've made on this front. So, when we talk about sweat socks, when we talk about chicken wings, really, we are... moving from a position of what's in front of us at this time, and I don't have anything more for you on that front.
That doesn't answer my question.
Mother, I think we can all agree the chicken wing has every right to rot defense and mold determination. We need to provide this chicken wing and every chicken wing. You know, we mourn the loss of any chicken wings, but this chicken wing has every right to defend itself against refrigeration. With every conversation I've had with my siblings, we continue to stress the moral and strategic imperative we have to work on anti-rotting mechanisms and to ensure that sweat socks are laundered appropriately. But I don't have anything more for you on specifics. I'm not going to be reading out any conversations for you at this time.
Well, explain to me then why, if your record is so excellent, do I continue to find disgusting sweat socks strewn around your room every time I come in here?
Look, I don't want to get into hypotheticals from here, so I'd refer you to the Ministry of Soiled Socks for further details at this time, but I don't want to get into a back and forth hypotheticals at this time. I don't have anything more for you on that.
Oh, fuck the ministry. I want to know why this sock is so gross. And I want to know why you are so gross, Timmy. When's the last time you took a bath? You stink to high heaven.
I'm not sure what you're referring to there.
I'm referring to you taking a bath.
I'm familiar with the bath. I understand the bath. Father sees you. Father hears you. We continue to look into instances of collateral hygiene as they occur. And as you know, I've said this many times, that's not for me to decide. It's not for you to decide. There's a clear through line here when you talk about socks, when you talk about hygiene, when you talk about chicken wings. And, you know, it's that through line that we look to. And at this time, that's all I really have for you right now from up here.
Wrong, Timmy. It is for me to decide. And I'm deciding. You need a goddamn bath, you feculent, putrid, repulsive, scummy, slovenly, unwashed little brat.
Mother, let me say a couple things. I'm not going to get ahead of what my sibling has said. And, you know, we've said many times we're keeping these lines of communications open. As we've said repeatedly from this podium, it is vital for both sides to take action. We condemn any filth, any rot, any violence, any escalation or provocation on either side of the sweat sock, the chicken wing, or my personal hygiene. But I don't have anything more for you on that. I'm not going to get into specifics or details from up here, and I'm not going to get into hypotheticals from up here.
Oh, fiddlesticks on both of you!
Mother, we have a process here, and you're being disrespectful to your colleagues. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Again, I would refer you to the Office of Refrigeration of Spoilable Poultry at this time, but I do not have that information. As we've said, we do not comment on ongoing investigations, so at this time, I'm not going to get into that from up here.
You mean down there, you little squirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, the father will now make a statement on these matters. And that will conclude this press conference.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America.
Hello. I guess this is what they call the free press. Boy, I tell you. About as free as a donkey in a horse cart. You know, my grandpappy used to say to me, Joey, you're gonna get some soiled socks. But it's not how you soil it. It's what you do with the sock after. Give me 4 more years. I'll launder every damn sock in this country, and if you don't believe me, then you ain't black. God bless you all, and may God bless the united selves of the stitching houses.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years.
Hard. It's not our fault what came out. We didn't go into Egypt.
Well, we
wound up with the Muslim Brotherhood.
We didn't go into Egypt. We were supporting and propping up Mubarak for 30 years, even as we were cheering for all the Tahrir Square demonstrators as though we were on their side. It was our government that kept Mubarak in power, just like we've done across the entire Muslim world. And it's amazing for you to say that, well, look at all these Muslims. The minute you give them a little bit of freedom, they go wild and they start being all violent. How can you be a citizen of the United States, the country that has generated more violence and militarism in the world over the last 5 or 6 decades, and say, look at those people over there, they are incredibly violent? We play a significant role in what has been happening in the Middle East because we've been interfering and dominating that region in order to have access to the oil.
I wasn't talking about violence. I was talking about theocracy. That doesn't happen here.
No, well, that doesn't happen here, but at the same time, Iran isn't invading lots of other countries and occupying them for a decade, nor are fundamentalist Muslim countries the way the United States is. So these things are interlinked because we are continuously interfering in that part of the world. And so to say...
Really, it's all our fault?
It's not all our fault, but when you send your military for 6 straight decades into other countries to bomb them, kill their children and women and innocent men, prop up dictators, you take responsibility for your actions and say, to the extent of that region...
That religion goes back 1,000 years before our revolution. So I don't think we can take all the blame.
I don't think we should. I think we should take a lot of it. And there's lots of bodies and corpses that have been piled up in the name of Christianity and Judaism as well.
Not recently.
Have you heard of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza for the last 50 years, motivated in part by extremist views of Judaism or the wars in Europe or the fact that there were generals in the United States saying we have to go and invade and destroy Iraq, a country of 26 million people, because our God is bigger? Lots of religions, not just Islam, produce violence.
Well, if I could just make one quick point about Egypt.
That silly liberal view that all religions are alike. Because it makes you feel good.
No, it makes you feel good to say our side is better. Those people over there are primitive and violent.
No, it makes you feel good to put a crown on your head and say, I'm a good person. How do I prove that?
You get to ignore the responsibility that your own government has for the violence and instability in the world by saying, look, it's that primitive religion over there that's to blame.
I'm chilling, smoking on a blizzy, feeling good. I don't need no gas to carry on me in the hood. Chucking up my distance with my hand about the hood. I'll be down with mine, so catch me lacking if you could. My attitude will show them how to take a step back. Fuck 100 friends, I'd rather have 100 stacks. Rolling up. Says I flip another wreck. I might just have to blow your brains out when I react. No loose lips, big checks, no tricks. I dare when you bitches try to fuck with this. Cut off all the day ones just to get the chips. And if he ever said he'd play me, well, I play this bitch. Ain't nobody showing love up in my section, dog. I got a few bad bitches spitting Western, dog. And all these birds trying to flog, but I ain't flexing, dog. I be stepping on this bitch like, who you pressing, huh?
You can try and fuck with me. I'm gonna break a heart before I leave. Don't be stuck. I might let you roll my feet. Lisa. At first you didn't know a thing. You learned something.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. Put it down if you ain't fucking with no busters. My money talk, bitch, I'm running up my numbers. And everybody all around us, now they trust us. Throw your dub up and hit the two-step. All these punk motherfuckers gonna find a way to trip. Don't be shitting where you wait, cause homie karma is a bitch. And we already caught a fade, but if I catch you, better dip. I've been dancing with the devil, Lord, forgive me for my ways. Say you packing guns, but you ain't put me in my grave. Going through it all, so I'ma look to God and pray. Don't want this life, but this money make me stay. No gang, but I know the ones who bang. Homies going through it, so they found a way to slang. Beef up in my city, yet they still speak my name. And if your homie really trippin', pull his trigger, bust his brain.
With me, good luck. I'm gonna break a heart before I leave. Don't be stuck. I might let you roll my feet. Lisa, at first you didn't know a thing. You learned something. Don't get out of line just 'cause you're fine. It's not the reason I made you.